Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome back to our program Lori Robichaud, who is the Executive Director of the LaGruer Center in beautiful downtown Connecticut. And I say beautiful downtown Connecticut because is it actually in Mystic, Lori? Is that correct?
It's Stonington Borough, as a matter of fact.
See, I knew I was going to mess it up, and that's why I phrased it that way. Stonington Borough. I've even been there a few times, and
you have.
It's a beautiful spot, beautiful building. And joining us today is an artistic advisor for a series that is coming up, Christopher Greenleaf. Welcome to the program, Christopher.
Good to be here, Mike.
It's nice to have you with us. Lori and Christopher have a lot of things going on for an art center when most art centers are not doing too much right now, and a lot of them are closed down or working on a very, very small amount of things that are going on. But I got your newsletter, Lori, and all kinds of things happening there. Tell us, catch us up a little bit. During the pandemic, have you been open the entire time?
Well, open with quotation marks.
Right, right.
We are a multi-purpose arts and cultural center. Essentially, our mission is to engage community through arts and culture, and we do that by presenting concerts and art exhibitions and speakers on a variety of topics. So it's all about the live experience and coming here to be in our beautiful space that has lovely acoustics for music and lovely wall space for art. And what we've been doing is a lot of, we've been using the term, as everyone has, pivoting, which, you know, normally is what you do on a basketball court. But I feel like we've been doing a lot of pivoting. And while we're here mostly tonight to talk about music, I'm going to just talk about the other things first, because Christopher will join me in talking about the music. Under the state of Connecticut's museum guidelines, we opened in September, and we have some dedicated hours for the work that is in our art gallery. And we had an exhibition on encountering racism in the fall. And the current exhibit, and I say current, it's actually opening on Wednesday, will be open Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sunday afternoons, 1 to 4. And if that doesn't suit your schedule, call the office. One of us is typically here, but we don't want you to show up and we're actually out at a meeting, because occasionally they do happen outside the office. So that's the visual arts piece of it. And the speakers, we are still engaging with a lot of talks and panel discussions on a variety of topics via the Zoom platform. And again, I'd never even heard of Zoom until the middle of March. Now I'm fairly adept at using it.
You and the rest of the world. It's amazing.
I know, and I sure as hell wish I had stock in it.
That's what everybody says. It's one of those things that just came out of nowhere, pretty much.
Exactly. It's
the good news is that we have it, and we have the ability to. You and I are able to look at each other and communicate. Although our radio audience can't see you, but you look great.
So no, you're very kind to say so. Thank you,
Christopher. You're okay too. But
and speaking of radio, I mean, that's the interesting thing about our musical concerts is that yes, nothing, in our opinion, of course, beats the live experience. But when you can't have a live experience and sit shoulder to shoulder safely and comfortably, and hopefully we'll get to that by the end of this calendar year, if not sooner, how can we still have a listening experience? And perhaps some visual experience too. And Christopher had the wonderful idea starting out in April. He actually had some just audio recordings of couple of our past concerts, so we were able to add some visual elements to them from still photography and slides and put them up on our YouTube channel. So I would just say LaGrewaCenter.org is our website. At the bottom of the page has an icon for YouTube, or you can just search for LaGrewa Center on YouTube. And then we got a little sophisticated. We thought we would we could still safely bring in performers to LaGrewa Center and videotape a performance. And we started that in June. And we've continued pretty much every month doing that. We're still asking our audience to help support us because we're adding on the costs of videography so that on top of the musicians' fees, we're paying videographers. So we're asking performers to pay us $10. And we're trying to keep the sense of occasion and community by making the link to YouTube go live on a Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock, which is when we typically have our performances. And then if you are a subscriber to our series or a ticket buyer, you get your link, hopefully can sit there with a glass of wine and you can watch it on your, you know, your TV or a device and hopefully get as good sound quality as you can, sip a glass of wine and enjoy music. And if that doesn't suit your schedule, you can access it at another time. But since we are on radio, people know you can have a very pleasurable experience listening to music. And in the case of our presentations now, we have a little bit of camera work. You can actually, you know, we're not sophisticated. We're a very small organization, but we do have one and often two cameras so we can at least watch the performers. And certainly that's the overview. We have Christopher with us. He has been the leading force of this Music Matters series for the entirety of its existence, which is now in its 11th year.
Yes.
Of providing monthly concerts. And I'm going to turn it over to him. Mike, I'm not sure where you're steering this, but
yep.
Christopher should talk a little bit about the series. And we have an upcoming concert on Saturday, January 23rd. And that's what we're here to talk about.
Excellent. I'm going to, I want to find out a little bit more about Christopher and his background and so forth, but why don't we just get to a piece of music to kind of tease our audience. Christopher, if you could introduce this first piece of music, we'll come back and find out a little bit more about you and the program.
Over the years, we have tried to invite people who have something lyrical, poetic, and worth saying. That's the heart of whom we invite. These are our performers. And some years ago, I was struck by the beautiful sounding and feeling duo of Misuzu Tanaka, piano, and Maxim Strykov, clarinets. And we had them come for a first concert. It was a runaway success. So when the pandemic darkened the halls, we said, well, we simply have to have at least some duo and other ensemble stuff. Otherwise, it's all going to be solo, because that's within our, if you will, our mean and lean budget. So Maxim and Misuzu came for what amounts to 7 or 8 visits from the New York area. That's a bit of a schlep to rehearse. And on one of those, they recorded it. And the end result was duos, chamber duos by Robert Schumann and by Clara Schumann. The opening piece will be a one of 4 movements that Robert Schumann wrote with Brahms and a composer colleague named Albert Dietrich in 1853. And this is called the, if you will, the intermezzo romanze, Beweg doch nicht zu schnell, moving but not too quickly, from the FAE sonata, this collaborative sonata. It's 2:46 in duration. Thank you.
Here we are listening to beautiful music. Christopher, I would like to find out a little bit more about you. This is the first time we've met. Laurie and I are old friends, but as far as you're concerned, where are you zooming to us from? We're not actually live in the studio together. Where are you coming from?
I'm talking to you from Avondale, Rhode Island, immediately opposite Stonington, across the mighty Pawcatuck, looking over the heads of geese and swans, as I said.
Wow.
I'm an independent classical recording engineer. I'm a translator, written, not spoken. And I've been associated with Music Matters shortly after its beginnings in November of 2009.
Wow. I've met a lot of recording engineers. You're the first person that's ever introduced himself as a classical recording.
There's a difference. If you don't work in a studio, and I've never recorded in a studio in my life, you look for places with sumptuous, opulent, glorious acoustics in which to invite musicians to perform. And I think one of the difference is that when you take people to a very beautiful acoustic and you work to set up the miking and talk with them and they play, the miking that you end up with is the final sound. That's it. It sounds extremely beautiful. You don't have to turn to all the means and the software of a studio to turn it into listenable music. And that's why I do that.
Sounds very, very interesting. Something like that we should find out more about. Sounds like you could do a whole show just on your experiences. But right now we hear about this particular one, Music Matters program. And I'd like to get to one more piece of music before we have to take our first break. What do you have for us?
Clara Schumann, who was Robert Schumann's wife, was a famous pianist, but she was also quite a composer. And her most famous chamber work, I think it's her most beautiful one, Three Romances from 1853. We're going to listen to an allegretto, the middle of three movements, mit zartem Vortrage, to be played delicately. 252.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and have a very pleasant evening sitting with Lori Robichaud, easy for me to say, Executive Director of the LaGrua Center in Stonington, Connecticut, and Christopher Greenleaf, who is the Artistic Advisor to the Music Matters series, which is happening at the center. And Lori, I know there, as we mentioned at the top of the program, there are lots of things that go on there. The Music Matters Center's series is very important, but we also have that opportunity for gallery hours and things like that going on. Just give us a little bit more of what is actually happening in the future.
Yes, our upcoming art exhibition is called Artists Respond to Crisis, and it was put together by a young man named Harrison Love. And he has a studio in the Velvet Mill in Stonington, and a number of these artists did too. The exhibition was up there. They've added a few artists and brought it over to our space. And it's again, you know, we're in a time of crisis, and artists have something to say about that time, and they do it in this case, they're visual artists, and their work is on display. And what's distinctive about many of these artists is that they are a collective group, and if they sell their work, they help support different charities. And with the COVID-19 as a theme, a portion of some of those artist sales will go to Feeding America's COVID-19 Response Fund. So that's a lovely way and to acknowledge their work and what's going on and the need in the country, and very generous of them. And I think some of the artists who are in a position to do so are great. Some other artists, of course, may be some of the ones suffering from the pandemic because so much work has been lost in our industry it shows the compassion, I think, of artists and their awareness of what's going on in the world, and it prompts a response through their artistic work. So that will be up again. It's going to be Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Afternoons 1 to 4 are the dedicated hours. Call us if you'd like to try to come another time, and we'll do our very best to arrange that depending on when our staff is available.
Excellent, excellent. I see an interesting something going on Wednesday, January 27th at 6 p.m. That's an interesting title. Tell us about
this is one of our speakers, and it's an author talk. Her name is Tori McKagg, and she lived in Stonington at one point, and her book is called At Crossroads with Chickens.
That's what caught my attention.
Yeah. And also, and she talks about, the book talks about she and her husband moving up to New Hampshire and sort of going off the grid. They moved into a home that's solar powered, and they call it Darwin's View because it's about natural selection and soul evolution, which sounds pretty darn fun. And I think, but she talks about personal growth, and I happen to know, I'm acquainted with her sister, their mother, Louise McKagg, was an artist, and she suffered with Parkinson's disease, and very sadly, she passed away around Thanksgiving, but she'd been living up with Tori. And I think what Tori's going to talk about is some of the humor that has come from her adventures in the home, and of course, the challenges of dealing with a very ill mother in the last year of her life. So I think it's all that humor and heartbreak that comes into all of our lives, and mm-hmm. of course, through the artistry of a writer, can make it even more poignant. So she's going to come and do a book chat with us. It's going to be on the Zoom platform. It is free, but people do need to sign up for it. So we have to, and again, in the new COVID world, the drop-in is a lot harder to do, whether it's virtual or in person. Those of us who run the organizations need to plan for this, and so we need to know how many people are coming, because our Zoom license only allows for so many, and then we have to flip over to live streaming on Facebook, and that's a new skill set we're just learning right now.
Well, there's always lots of things to learn.
Indeed.
Let's go back to Christopher and talk a little bit more about the Music Matters program. And you have some music coming up that we're very interested in hearing. Tell us about this.
Robert Schumann and Clara Schumann together and solo wrote a great deal of chamber music. And this is one of the better known pieces for clarinet and piano. This is an original composition, but here it's transcribed for basset clarinet, which is basically a standard soprano clarinet with an extra four or five notes, like the Mozart clarinets. So it has this wonderful deep bass. This is Maxim Strykov on basset clarinet and pianist Misuzu Tanaka on our 1886 Chickering Concert Grand. The piece, three movements, Robert Schumann, the Fantasiestücke, Opus 53, for basset clarinet and piano. Movement one is zart und mit Ausdruck, tenderly and expressively. Two, lebhaft und leicht, light and lively. And three, rasch und mit Feuer, quickly and in a very fiery way.
Excellent. We'll listen to those three. 11. We'll listen to those three pieces and take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Gruer Center in Stonington is the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Maino, very happy to be sitting with the Executive Director, Laurie Robichaud, and the Artistic Advisor to the Music Matters series, Christopher Greenleaf, is with us tonight. We are Zooming together. They're not in the studio with me, so we're very socially distanced by, 50 miles or something, I guess. Laurie, you're coming from, are you actually in Stonington or are you somewhere else?
I am in Stonington. I am in the office at LaGrua Center, which is the second floor of the building.
Okay. We already established that Christopher is okay because he lives in Rhode Island, so that's a good thing. He's a Rhode Islander. Christopher, what we didn't establish is that have you been in Rhode Island all your life, or is this a new location for you?
My family landed in this house in 1895.
That's a long time.
So we are the sixth generation here. But I've only lived here since 1991. Before that, I was recording and working in New York City.
Okay. But a family house since 18 what?
Well, it's been a family house since 1895. The building was built in 1710.
Wow, that's great. I lived in a house that was built in 1820 at one point in time, and I know how that can go. There's always something, right?
Well, they have wonderful ghosts.
There you go. I now live in a house that has 25 rooms, so and was built in 1928. That has some... Everyone wants to know if there's ghosts, but I haven't seen any yet.
Well, the main use of ghosts in your case would be as page turners.
Well, there you go. All right. as the artistic advisor, interesting title to the Music Matters series, is it your decision what music comes to that series?
Well, the answer to that is yes and no. We are a team. We are a loosely confederated bunch of music lovers, art supporters, and whatnot. I do a lot of the heavy lifting, and I do a lot of the A&R, which is the communication with the performers. But when we start talking about individual performers or repertoire, we bounce that around among our committee and along with Director Laurie and her assistant, Kelly. So
she's, let me just correct you. She's not my assistant. She's our program director. She's very much involved with that. And yes, we do have a music advisory committee.
And the people we contact are typically musicians who have something to say that is lyrical, that is poetic. They're not competition winners. That's not why we choose them. They're people who have intriguing, insightful things to say about the repertoire. And sometimes they approach us, sometimes we approach them. But when they come down here, often they come to rehearse well in advance. So when they play for our audience, they're familiar with the space and with these two unusual grand pianos that we have.
That sounds like an interesting and good combination where they are able to play on some amazing instruments that I've seen there. And tell us a little bit about them.
The order of the two is an 1886 Rosewood Chickering Concert Grand, one of the few that survives in original shape, which we have slowly been restoring to its original condition. We're not improving it. And the idea is to take it back to what it sounded like in 1886, when it would have been contemporary with Brahms, Fauré, early Debussy, et cetera, et cetera. And performers can come and, in a very beautiful resonant acoustic, encounter these scores and present them to an audience in a way that is probably not too different from what would have been done 130 years ago. That means a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you say rosewood, which was a wood that was used a lot back in the 1800s for pianos, my little knowledge of pianos.
Rosewood is a very hard, extremely beautiful wood that takes a lovely finish. But by 1889 or 1890, we had exhausted the world stocks of it. The German, Italian, French, and American makers had plundered the forests, and it was gone. So this solid rosewood veneer chickering is one of the last of its kind. And because of the size of the instrument, I mean, it's 9'2", which is longer than a modern concert grand. It has a lid as big as the flight deck of the Enterprise. It's heavier than a modern concert ground. And yet for all that mass, it is very, very light on its feet. People always come and are startled by the speed and lightness of response of the beautiful all-wood action. And pianos like this were designed for subtlety and for color, things that we've forgotten a little bit in our modern time. And so these musicians, whose specialty, after all, is subtlety, wind up finding themselves very challenged, but also invited to do things that they've maybe never done before. And we try to do that in front of a public who are receptive and truly get it, what they're about.
Excellent. Laurie, I'm going to ask you to kind of wrap this up a little bit. One more time with a website where people can find information about the center.
LaGruaCenter.org. Again, we're in Stonington Borough. Our phone number is 860-535-2300. And the concert, which we just heard some excerpts, is Saturday, January 23rd at 5 p.m. Misuzu Tanaka and Maxim Strykov. And you can buy tickets. They're $10 on our website. And you'll get a private link to the YouTube video of the performance at 5 o'clock on Saturday. And again, all of our upcoming events are on the top of our website. We will have a monthly concert of Music Matters recorded as long as we need to. We'll hope to come back as soon as, the vaccine is within the population enough and we feel that we can safely bring people into the space, probably in the fall. We may be toying a little bit with some live streaming, but I'm not going to make any promises just yet. We're all folks who are learning all these new technologies as best we can. So we're, the quality of getting stuff out to people and, what the performers are comfortable doing, we're all juggling those things, as is everyone in our sector.
Right. It's important to stay on the website and check these things out. One more time, Christopher, I'm going to ask you to introduce this last piece of music, which we've saved for the end.
Part of Unsilencing Musicians, which is one of our real important missions at LaGrua, is to invite musicians to come and record in the empty hall, and we then produce those videos for pretty compact, well-produced, but, as Laurie said, lean and mean productions with minimal means. So for this final piece, which is poetic and heartfelt, but also quite virtuosic in places, Maxim Strykov and Misuzu Tanaka are going to play Robert Schumann's Adagio and Allegro, Opus 70. It was originally for horn and piano. Maxim transcribed it for clarinet and piano, and you will hear a 19th century boxwood clarinet and the 1886 Chickering Concert Grand. 19th century way of looking at the music.
Excellent. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure to meet you. And Laurie, it's always a pleasure to see you and talk with you about what's going on. Stay well and stay healthy, and hopefully we'll get back to our somewhat normal conducting conversations in the future. Thank you both.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.